Proclamation number 0401 of 6th of May, 1938. Decision. Love on earth or sacrifice. The ones who are mine should be comforted at any time. Thus I made you known and lead you safely through all trials of life. Those who respect my word go into my protection. And never does the Father allow that suffering be inflicted to their soul. And that's why I only remain in love towards me. Everything follows by itself. Because ultimately, only one power dominates the universe. My will. And where I love, I want that everyone who longs for me, will be protected. What other value would life have except that I am well pleased with my children? Everything exists and arises nevertheless only for these, and if the actual purpose of life was recognized only once and so far that the soul turns lovingly to me, then I will not permit that this soul ever again goes astray. The will of the child towards the father is decisive. Then all strength flows through you to remain faithful to this will. Also I do not admit then any longer that this soul turned to me. Is seized by dark forces. What is still allotted to it on cloudy days, serves only for the stronger development of love and to awaken ardent longing for the Divine Father, and, you should, in this knowledge, always patiently accept what is henceforth destined for you. You are still unconscious of love, otherwise you would be able to satisfy the desires of the heart. Every work of the soul takes time. It is up to you to rise in the most burning love, to sacrifice your life on earth or to sacrifice your earthly life to the Lord and to enjoy unspeakable happiness in the hereafter. In any case, your love will not be stopped, but you would become incompetent for earthly life with the all-consuming love in your heart. This is the task that is left to you to accomplish. I look upon you, my child, with infinite love and yet I must leave this decision to you. What earthly happiness can be granted to the human child, is always an obstacle on the way to me. I myself am the love and the life. Whoever remains in me and I in him, has eternal life. The love for me must dominate you if you want to enter my kingdom, and you must give away everything else willingly. The world is hard in its privations and hardships. To attain eternal life without resistance would not be meritorious, and many even stumble in this resistance. You, my child, my angels shall guard you and always direct your spirit towards me. But they must not influence your will, and therefore it is entirely up to you alone to obtain the heavenly crown. Whoever lives in my love will also fulfill my will, so you should first seek to strengthen yourself in this love. A pure heart in fullest faith and a patient, always gentle nature, secure you my love, and this again inevitably pulls you upwards. Thus your walk on earth is blessed, if everything is based on love for me. To see the glory of God is the highest and for you the most incomprehensible happiness that awaits you in the hereafter. To share in this happiness, you must use every minute of your life and always obey my commandment of love, because true love alone paves the way to eternal bliss. Amen.